Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story, as usual. It's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now, because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today, and let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options, and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, Matt Thayer. Matt is a filmmaker. He started Spiro Pictures. He produced the documentary Trump I Know, and he has a new three-part documentary called The Enemy from Within. It was just released, and I am very happy to have Matt back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Matt, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, buddy. It's always good to not see you.
Yes. Isn't it? I'm incognito right now.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, I watched your new documentary, the three-part series, and I have to say it was incredible. Very well done. I love the way you actually created the documentary. It wasn't like a normal documentary. I love how you put like the actual like different film pieces into it, and then had Patrick Byrne talk about it, and you saw it gave you a very good visual of what was going on. It was very, very good. And let me just tell you, the three parts went by very, very quickly because it was so enjoyable. So let me ask you, why did you decide to make this one? Why did you decide to do it?
Well, that's interesting. Well, first of all, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. It's good to see be with the X22 family again. The series, you can actually find it on Rumble. It is going to be on Amazon. We did get it legally cleared for the bigger streamers.
That's good.
But for those of you that don't want to give your money to Amazon, totally understand that. You can go to rumble.com/enemywithindocuseries. And it's $4.99 for the three parts, which is a bargain. It's a limited price before we go into the major streamers, so get a chance to see it first. We were actually believe it or not, we were brought the book. We were brought like a kind of an early draft of Patrick's story, and so we took it, and we were asked to do it based on some of the other projects that we've done. And they said, "Can you do this?" And we looked at it, and when I read through it, this is basically just a question and answer. It's kind of an article, I think, that Patrick had published, and it was just his story. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to cut to, because that's the thing. It's like we can do podcasts and long form interviews, like like Joe Rogan, like 3 hours just sitting there. But a documentary is, is film. There's visuals, and so, people are expecting you to cut to things, and, instead of just having somebody sitting in a chair telling you this story, and Patrick is a very compelling storyteller, but, what are we going to cut to? So I'm like, well, we have to do reenactments, and so we hired actors. It's basically half of a movie. I mean, that's what I've kind of been telling people. It's like Patrick narrating this film, essentially. And so Patrick, when we interviewed him, he actually gave me very little information as to where these events were happening. But essentially said what was being said. But like we have him meeting these agents in a graveyard or in a parking garage or some of these other places, and that was all made up. But the conversations he claims are real. We were able to verify some of that information. Some of it we weren't. But what I've been telling people with all of these people kind of having, it's kind of interesting because the name, The Enemy Within, we decided on that name about 9 months ago. And all of a sudden, it became kind of the buzz phrase of the last couple of weeks of the recent election. And so that was pretty awesome, kind of a lot of pre-marketing there. But there's people that are having that conversation of what does he mean, the enemy within? What does he mean, the enemy within? And you have the Democrats trying to spin it like, oh, he's talking about the American people. And it's like, no, he's talking about you jokers in that are, and I think what this does, Patrick's story really helps open people's eyes to what that phrase means. And it kind of became a double entendre because Patrick's story is he became the enemy within the enemy, really. I mean, he kind of turned on them because he was part of the deep state. And then he kind of became aware of what was going on and began to put the puzzle pieces together for himself and ultimately ended up, trying to blow the whistle on him. So it's a really compelling story. I'm really proud of it. It is three parts. But it's constructed in that kind of limited series style that you're used to on Netflix or any other of these streaming platforms. So it does go by very fast. Everybody that's watched it's very, very few people have said have watched it like over the course of many days. Most everybody says, oh, I started watching it, I couldn't put it down. Like it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm finally finished and oh my gosh, So yeah, I'm really proud of it.
That's exactly how I felt when I watched the first part. I was like, holy crap, I need to see the second part of it, which, and because I like those type of films where it keeps your interest in it and you want to know more about it. And just for people that don't know, Patrick Byrne, who is like the star of the entire thing, it's all based on his experiences with government and I guess the deep state and different agents that approached him. He was the CEO of Overstock. And what I found very interesting is that he was approached by different, I guess, agents, and they had him do different tasks. And you could see how this was done. Like there was no paper trail. There is, no information. It wasn't like he was going around taking pictures and filling out documents. So they used him and there was no information except what he remembered. I think he has a photographic memory. Mm-hmm. So he just remembers things. And I thought that was very, very interesting on how they used him. He's probably not the only one. I mean, has he ever spoken about other people that he knows or is this compartmentalized?
It's pretty compartmentalized, but I mean, in that world, having conversations with him off camera, you become aware that there's a there's other people, you know, that he's aware of. And he's not going to tell you that information.
Right.
One because he what he's trying to do is release enough information to get the point across without putting other people in danger,
Right.
right? Because that's the key with any of these kinds of, you know, secret government ops stuff, is that especially, you know, having had conversations with several people that are in these kinds of worlds, you know, they're compartmentalized, and they're doing one, like you were saying, one piece of a thing, and they're just given the information that they need to accomplish their task, not realizing that their task is connected to another chain, which connected to another chain, connected to another chain. And I was speaking to another guy who was part of the military, and he said, you know, when he retired and became aware of some of these things that were going on, and the part that he played in a much bigger, you know, kind of egregious thing, he was sick to his stomach, you know. But at the same, so there's really good people that are being used unknowingly in some of these things. And so, you know, it behooves them, you know, for him to be, you know, still clandestine on some of the other stuff that he knows, just to protect those people that are good people. But I think more and more, like Patrick, I think one of the things that Patrick has done is I think he's given people courage, that are in those situations to come forward, and begin to blow the whistle on some of this stuff, which shouldn't be happening. I mean, essentially the story, like I said, it's the enemy within. It's really about how these people have gotten good at constructing stories within reality. I mean, creating villains and, you know, basically using all of the amazing story apparatus that I use to entertain people, and hopefully spread the truth, but to entertain people, well, they know how to take those archetypes, you know, the mentors, the villains, you know, this Jungian kind of psychology, and they know how to spin it in a way and then present it to you on TV and say, this is reality. And, you know, and I guess, you know, the question is to me is how much of our quote unquote, you know, reality that we've been, you know, looking at. I mean, I'm 46 years old. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how much of the last 40 years has been real? I don't know, you know?
I think people are going to find out that a lot of the things that we've been told, hopefully,
Yeah.
you know, like Trump, since he won the election, hopefully we see a declassification of a lot of information and we start to see that, hey, this isn't true. That's not true. You know, this is what they lied about. And
Right.
hopefully we get to see this. I mean, it's funny because what Patrick Byrne was doing reminds me, it's very, very similar to what they did to Trump with the Russian collusion because they had different people like, Steele and different
Yep.
individuals to do certain tasks. They might not have known why they were doing it, or they might not have known why they were creating certain things and what it was going to be used for, but they went ahead and they did it. So I'm assuming they just don't do this on their own. Someone must have approached them and said, this is what we need. This is what we need you to do. And it reminds me it's very, very similar to Patrick Byrne because they had him do certain tasks with, you know, certain politicians, certain other areas. And throughout the film, I realized that he, you know, started to figure it all out. He started to
Yeah.
realize what was going on, and that's why he went. I don't want to give the whole thing away, but he went to the Senate, and you know, then the good guys, it looked like the good guys were then using him.
Right. Yeah, there it shows that there's really is kind of a civil war happening,
Yeah.
you know, within our own federal government. You know, there are good guys and bad guys, and they're trying to, you know, play against each other. But I think one of the interesting things about what, you know, Patrick revealed, because you brought up the Russia collusion thing, what, you know, his relationship with Maria Butina
Right.
was a key component of the Russia collusion narrative. And you know, because he opened up doors for her, there were other people opening up doors for her, but they had just allowed her to kind of smudge around the Republican Party. And what's interesting about that is that plan seemed to have been in place prior to Trump coming down the election, to coming down the escalator. So they were already kind of setting up this Russia collusion narrative, to to use and spray on whoever ended up being the nominee. And because based on what Patrick was describing was that, they had some way to control Hillary Clinton and they had some way to spread this scandal all over the Republicans to essentially create a narrative that so that the American people would vote, because again, what we've talked about, they're cheating,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
But they don't have the power to cheat infinitely. They have to get the American people to buy in to a certain narrative, and then cast enough votes based on that narrative to get them close enough to be able to push it up over the edge. And that's what they were trying to do in 2016, was to pad the vote with this, Russia scandal collusion type thing that they were spraying on the Republicans, and then they were going to, use what they had on Hillary Clinton to control her.
Yeah, and that's what you saw in the film that, all of a sudden the agent said, "Oh, we have a change of plans and we have to go in a different direction." Now, what's very interesting is you said that you have some verifiable evidence that he was telling the truth. Can you say what that verifiable evidence was?
I mean, we did that in the film. There's some disclaimers in the film. And we were able to verify that there was a letter that he got from the Senate. I'm not going to go into too much detail just because I want you to go watch the film. Rumble.com/enemywithin docuseries. $4.99. Watch it tonight. But the oh, and by the way, buy it on your phone. You have to buy it on your phone or on your computer, but then sign into the Rumble app on your smart TV and pull it up there because it's made for as big a screen as you got because it's a very cinematic film. So you'll love it. So do it that way. Anyway, but where was I going with that? It was
The
oh the,
letter
yeah
of the
the
Senate,
we can, what we can verify. So we were able to verify that the letter was actually, we talked to somebody who wrote the original draft of the letter. We don't know beyond, beyond his hands. We don't know, how it was altered, but we can verify that it was drafted. But we can't verify. Patrick claims to have had a secret meeting with the senators, and we can't verify that. We sent emails to people he said were in the room, and we got like kind of confirm nor deny kind of thing. So you kind of have to leave that up, to people to decide, whether they're going to believe what he says or not. We can we like we said it, he says some stuff about, Obama Brennan. Can't verify that stuff. It's just, he'll even says in the film, I think at one point in the film, one of the characters says that, he claims that he heard that they destroyed records on the way out, and some people will cry BS, like, ah, that's convenient, whatever. But, I don't know. But it's interesting though, because like the Wall Street stuff that he talks about is totally verifiable. That's 100% verifiable. You can go back in time and dig that up. And not only that, what he was calling the SEC on the carpet for some of their digital trading malpractices, but then also, we have video, and some of it's actually in the film where he's, in 2006 going, we're heading for a meltdown. And everybody at that point was like, yeah, whatever, Chicken Little. And then 2008 comes around and basically everything that he was talking about in relationship to the settlement practices on Wall Street, and people don't know that what that means. It's essentially, how stocks are traded, like you give somebody cash and then all of a sudden you get stock. You think it's a simple transaction. It's actually very, very complicated. He was looking at that, and he's slightly autistic, slightly on the spectrum, and as kind of like almost like a Rain Man in a sense. He can kind of see those patterns, and then he's like, wait a minute. And then when he sees those patterns, it's almost compulsive. Like he has to talk about it. He has to write the system. So some of what he's doing is based on the fact that his mom, which we talk about in the film, was a truth teller and is a truth teller. She's still alive, and very much raised him, from that aspect. But also, he has this, kind of mental tick that causes him to be compulsively so. And so, yeah, he's a fascinating
No, it
character.
really is. I mean, hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story, as usual. It's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And it actually made it a lot easier to follow. I mean, a lot of the documentaries, you just have people speaking and they're just talking, then they go to other people and they speak. But I like that you showed the different locations, like, in a bar, or he's getting like a secret message, and you had actors, which actually put it all into perspective. And let me ask, did you go to different locations, or how did you film it? Like when we saw, when Patrick was younger, he was out like in this, a different country. He was like in a bar, got the phone, got the message, and you showed the shots of, the country, the landscape. Mm-hmm. Were you actually at these locations?
We filmed in three locations. Mm-hmm. We filmed in, most of it actually was filmed in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Really?
And then, we flew to Hawaii. We filmed on the island of Kauai. And you're referring to when he was in Indonesia.
Indonesia, that's it. I couldn't think of the name. Yes.
There's not a lot of places in Oklahoma that look like Indonesia.
No. So. That's why I was wondering. I'm like,
yeah. So we flew out to Kauai, brought a basically kind of a skeleton crew out there with us, and were able to capture him on the beach and got some amazing drone shots, through a place that looked very Indonesian, had kind of like a kind of looked like the rice fields, kind of thing going on. And then we filmed some of the shots from the graveyard were actually in Nashville area. We filmed there was a really great we actually yeah we moved to the Nashville area. There's some really great old graveyards out here. We filmed part of the interaction, part of the scene between him and the agents in the graveyard in Tulsa. But it was a newer graveyard, and a lot of people don't realize like what you have to go through legally to clear a film, even in art, and so like for example, in a newer graveyard, you have to be you can't show gravestones, because it
Oh,
could be
that's,
people's names and things like
yeah.
that. And so we had to avoid gravestones, but then in the one that we found in Nashville, we were able to get wider shots because we were able to find an old graveyard where it's like, these tombstones have been around for 150 years, and so nobody, basically kind of almost it kind of almost falls into public domain at that point. Nobody's going to care, and so but I liked it better because the graveyard that we were able to find here was, had the old obelisks and just like the bigger tombstones and statues and it was just much I don't know, it just looked cooler. But yeah, no, the actors were great and they were all into it too. These were actually non-union actors. We
Really?
found yeah, amazing cast.
I mean, the guy that you got to play Patrick, where he looked very, very similar to him.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
kind of wild. Yeah, we had a really great casting director. We actually got over 3,000 submissions for actors.
Really? Hmm.
Yeah, it was amazing casting call. And so many of the people were aware of Patrick's story. Were on board, just going like, yeah, like one of the guys that played the FBI agent, he just kept coming up to me and he's just like, he's like, we're doing something really important. This is so amazing. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. And he had begged me because I wanted to cast him, and then he would had a conflict because there was another series that he's on Tubi or something like that. And there was a scheduling conflict. He had to be, I think in Detroit or something, on one of the filming days that we wanted to schedule him for. And he's like, he called up his agent. He's like, please, please, can we work this out? And so he called us. We were able to actually, kind of work the schedule around him to shoot some scenes where, we could film some scenes with him up until he needed to leave. And then we were able to kind of give the other FBI a day off, and we were able to, do a few other days, and then he was able to go and fulfill his other commitments to come back, and we were able to finish out his scenes. So, great, great, great cast. I mean, I'm every single time I watch it, I'm just like, dude, these guys crushed it. Like they
Yeah, they
just
really
did
did.
such a great job.
So was your, did you have your wife in it? Okay, I thought so, because I was watching, I'm like, wait a minute. She played Patrick's mother, right?
She did. She did.
Yes.
We have a scene where Patrick in the interview, he talked about, because I was curious, like when did your parents, kind of discover that you had this kind of savant, kind of memory, right? And it's called an eidetic memory. He said it was about eight, and he was playing this kind of visual memory game with his mom called Snapshot. And actually bought one on eBay. And then she kind of realized like, oh my gosh, he can remember like the whole deck. Like that's incredible. And so we recreated that scene, and Joy played his mom, the little boy was actually my cinematographer's son, who
Wow.
looks extraordinarily like Patrick when he was
Yeah.
younger. And then we were able to take those cards, which was really
Right.
great. The cards actually ended up kind of becoming their own little character in the whole film, because now those weren't the actual original cards, because you can't do that. a lot of people don't realize in film, if you're going to use say like McDonald's, you have to get permission, from McDonald's, or sometimes they'll pay you, to be in the film, depending. But so usually that's why you see like logos kind of scratched out, or people make up stuff. And so with these cards, we ended up making up these visuals. What I was like, oh, well, let's do something that feels very, the art feels very 50s and 60s. But I love this idea of wolf in sheep's clothing. And so then I was like, well, what if we did like other animal idioms, and we made cards. And so my production team, created all of the cards. I kind of originally created that first one, the wolf in sheep's clothing, and then they kind of took it and ran with it. And we were able to bring in those cards throughout as kind of almost like little chapter breaks.
I like that.
And
That was really good.
yeah. And so, yeah. So everybody's just commented on those cards, but that's kind of where that whole little, those cards came from, was from that scene, where he, did, his mom discovered that she had, he had this memory.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask you about the cards because I like the way you separated everything into like different chapters, and I thought that was very well done, especially with the use of the cards. Did you find out anything else that you that he didn't want you to include in the documentary?
Yeah, there were things that we purposefully just kind of avoided at his request.
It, was he
So
worried about like, revealing too much, or was he scared of repercussions?
no, I don't think he's scared of repercussions at this point. I think if you go back and you watch, well, I think, well, he is out of the country right now.
What, why is he out of the country? And then you can go back
He's
to what I asked you.
yeah, he's just, I mean, I think he's worried, because of the, the deep state apparatus that's still, running around unchecked. I mean, thank God that, the American people gave Trump such a resounding victory, the other day. I agree with you, listening to your recent broadcast, I agree with you that, we're not out of the woods yet. I think we have a long way to go. I love what General Flynn put out, saying that, this isn't V-Day, this is, D-Day plus one. We've taken Normandy, and we need to, we need to slog it out and make our way to Berlin. Basically is like what we have to kind of look at this as, and I think that's very wise. So up until, and he just was like, I'm not going to be in the country until after I know that Trump's back in power, because he's just not, doesn't feel safe, based on what he knows. Because he shared this in the documentary, like every secret he reveals, carries with it a 15-year penalty. He had to sign documentation, that, he had to sign an oath. I mean, he's basically, breaking an oath to keep his greater oath, which is to the American people. But he had to, he had to break some promises, to keep some of these, things, under wraps, which is why, he's never revealed the names of the people, the FBI agents. And I don't think he should,
So
It,
he knew the names of
oh
those FBI. He knew the names.
yeah. But
Wow.
we call them Agent X, Y, and Z. Which I thought was just kind of cool anyway. But the, yeah, but he knows who these guys are, but he has, I think wisely, protected them, because he said these are good guys. These aren't bad men. And that was one of the other things that he wanted to make sure came across in the film, and I was really pleased that we were able to do that, was that, show that these guys were just as used as he was, and that they were in a precarious situation, and probably, and that's the other thing that Patrick has an advantage over than these guys, is these guys were family men, and, may or may not have been, threatened. We don't know. We can speculate, but Patrick, being a lifelong bachelor, kind of essentially, 35 years end of life, being told that he's not going to live past 30, not going to live past 40. Now he's 62 or 63 at this point. So the fact that he's even walking and breathing is a miracle. And yet, he's never taken a wife. He doesn't have kids. So he's in this kind of situation where it's like, well, devil may have you. I can do this, and come out with this information, but yet at the same time, protect the people that were involved. If they want to come out and, he said that if they want to come out and say something at some point, and risk, putting their name out there, then that's on them, but he's gonna do his best to protect.
No, I saw with the agents, I guess they were telling them to do something, and it looked like they were hesitant. It looked like they didn't want to do what they were being told, and they knew it was wrong in their heart, but they still were following the orders. Yeah, I definitely saw that.
Well, that was very clearly communicated in his interviews, was that, these guys, they had a lot of misgivings about what was going on, but they were following orders, I mean, essentially good soldiers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people in government, especially in the different agencies, I think when they get their orders from the top, you have to follow the orders, even though you know it's wrong, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, or, but you're still following orders. And I think a lot of the agents and a lot of the people in the intelligence community, they probably feel the same way, that we shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff, especially against our country.
No, I think that's a big part of Patrick's message, was that the deep state is not these rank and file guys, and you'll hear that a lot sometimes. It's not the rank and file. Now you can argue whether or not they should be breaking rank and, and saying something, and I think that we're going to see more and more of that come out, especially after Trump gets into office and starts cleaning house. I think we're going to see more and more revealed. But that's on them. But at the same time, like you said, I mean, the deep state, really is, that upper echelon of people who are giving the directives and giving the orders,
Yeah.
so
Have you
the enemy
been,
within.
since this has been released, have you been contacted by anyone saying, don't put this out there?
No, we haven't. And part of it, I mean, it's like we've maintained the case that it's like, well, I don't know how much of Patrick's story to believe.
Right. I guess that's a good way to approach it.
It's an interesting story. It's a compelling story. It's fascinating, and that's what you want in a story, especially with a heart like myself to entertain people. I want to entertain people first and foremost. I want to tell the truth, and that people kind of question that sometimes, like, well, don't you not just tell the truth? It's like, well, yeah, but we've all watched documentaries, and God bless them, like some of the people I know, where it just feels like you turn on a fire hose, and there's just no cadence to it, there's no rhythm, and you wonder why you're not having the traction that you should be having. It's because you're not giving the audience a ride, and that's what filmmaking, that's what a filmmaker is. I mean, I'm the guy at the, that's designing the roller coaster, and I want to give you thrills, and I want to give you, like, this range of emotion, because story is all about purging of emotion and catharsis. But and the left knows this, and that's why usually, on by and large, they really have the cornered the market on excellent, filmmaking. But I want to give, people a ride, and tell them a great story, and that's what this is. Again, I've spoken everybody that I've spoken to that has talked to Patrick in any kind of length of time, or knows him any kind of length of time, or interviewed him. And this is people on the left, people that work for the New Yorker, people that work for the Rolling Stone. Yeah, they come away going, yeah, he can. 100, like you can 100% verify like 50, 60, 70% of what he says, but this other 30% just like we don't know. It's what he says. And so we took care to work with a legal team to make sure that, we were able to do what we were able to do, to get it out to the biggest audience, because that's the other thing too, is that, people might say, like, oh, I don't want to use Amazon. Well, yeah, but there's a whole lot of people that do, and so if you can create something that ticks their, all of their, legal boxes, then why not? Let's get it on there. You'll get you get the story out there to a much wider audience.
Yeah, and I have to say, his story is unbelievable, and that's what's good about it. You're telling a story; people relate to stories, and when you have a story and you can follow it, that's what people. It took, when I watched it, I was following along with him, and it's easy to relate to it. Just compared to someone just talking and talking and talking, like I do, I just keep talking. But but when you have a story, and that's why people like reading stories and watching movies. Because it's a story, and the way you did it is a very different way of creating a documentary. It's like a documentary story mix, which is
Docudrama kind of thing,
yeah,
yeah.
it's very, very, very well done. And
Thank you. Well, I think that and what I'm really proud of though is, and this is the thing, Patrick just absolutely, he tells me almost every day like how good it is.
yeah.
Like he's like, I don't want this to sound, derogatory at all. He's like, I was not expecting it to be this good.
Now it is.
And so he's very, very pleased. And I think one of the reasons why I'm pleased, aside from it, I'm really pleased with the production and the acting and because that's my heart. I love actors. I want to work with actors more. I do documentaries because I feel like I'm a part of a digital army,
Right.
and this is just one of my giftings. And so, how can I use my giftings for the greater, good? But what I'm really proud of is the fact that, Patrick has for since, August of 2019 when he went on Martha McCollum. And I think I was going to make this point earlier and I forgot. But, on Martha McCollum's show, you could see a man who is, reaching for what can I say and what can't I say? And so he came off, Patrick's an interesting guy and he's kind of all over the place, but he came off as kind of really crazy, in those couple of interviews. He did one with Martha McCollum and one with Chris Cuomo.
Right.
And, he came off a little bit, very erratic. And a part of it, having sat down with him and talked to him and getting to know him a little bit more now that time has passed, you can see a man who is really struggling with what do I say, what can't I say, what shouldn't I say, how can I, but I need to say something, and so, but that being said, having been to the Reawaken tours and seeing him on stage and hearing bits and pieces and fragments of this story kind of told in like half hour increments, it's hard one to follow. And the fact that his storytelling style and kind of erratic delivery, it doesn't serve him. That doesn't serve it well, because he can kind of be all over the place. And so people are, so one of my friends, when he heard that I was doing this project, he's like, oh, good. He's like, because it's such an amazing story, but nobody's ever actually like been able to like just lay it out in a way that you can sit down and understand it. And everyone that's watched this has said that exactly what you said was it's like, I can follow it. I understand it. I understand who the players are. I understand what he's trying to say. And so I'm very, very proud of that. So the fact that you said that, thank you very much.
No, absolutely. And Matt, thank you very much for coming on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, if people want to watch it, where should they go?
Obviously you're going to put this down in the show notes, I'm sure,
Yep, absolutely.
but it's rumble.com/enemywithindocuseries. So if you and then if you go to your Rumble app and you just type in enemy within docuseries in the search bar, it'll pull it up. What's great about it is that when you click on it, it'll show you the trailer, but then there's a little purple button down underneath that says buy access. And so you click on that, and if you're already a Rumble Premium member, it'll just charge your account. But if you're not, you can just put in your credit card just like anything else. And then that same link turns from the trailer to the film. And then it'll just be But and it'll look at it, it's like it says it's like 2.5 hours or whatever, but it's all three parts kind of chunked up in pieces, but it's just we had to just string them together for Rumble, so it's one big long video. But if you get done with the first part and you want to go to sleep or whatever and come back to it the next day, you can come back to the next day. And it's essentially a rental. And once you get done with the whole thing, yeah, I think it goes off your account in like 72 hours. But you have the opportunity to watch the whole thing. And yeah, so it's rumble.com, Enemy Within docuseries, $4.99. If you go to like Prime or some of these other channels and you try to buy a docuseries like this, you're going to be paying, 10, $12 for 3 episodes. So this is a bargain. And we really wanted to give the Rumble crowd an opportunity because a lot of the Rumble crowd is kind of familiar with Patrick or, familiar with some of his story and are also kind of have an aversion to some of these bigger tech companies at the moment. And so giving them an opportunity to buy in access at a cheaper price, $4.99, can't beat it. You'll love it. Watch it this weekend.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Matt, once again, thank you very much for being on the spotlight and thank you for making this documentary. It's absolutely incredible.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story, as usual. It's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.